interesting. AUT has finally had something to say about the Kylie Quince thing. It said today it's considering what to do about that social media post by the Dean of Law, Kylie Quince, where she called Gary Judd Casey an old racist dinosaur and then said that he and his friends can go die quietly in the corner. Now, they're considering, they don't know what to do. I actually don't think they need to do anything about this because freedom of speech, right? If that's what Kylie Quince really thinks, if she really thinks he's an old racist dinosaur and he needs to go die in the corner quietly, then she can say it. However, there are always other considerations, aren't there? Gary Judd is a King's Counsel, right? So he's a senior lawyer and he frankly deserves to be treated with a little bit more respect than Kylie Quince has afforded him. Also, she's a Dean of Law. That's also a senior position and it's kind of surprising that someone who holds a position as senior as the Dean of Law at a university would drop the tone like that and say somebody should go away and die quietly. That reflects badly on Kylie Quince, but it also reflects badly on her employer, AUT, and this is where they may want to start thinking about doing or saying something. Because if they do nothing about this, if they just leave it unchecked and just wave it through, what it tells you is AUT doesn't really mind this kind of behaviour or this kind of discourse from its senior staff. And the problem that AUT has got, if it does that, and we have discussed this recently, is that universities aren't really doing themselves very many favours at the moment with actually gaining the respect of like just normal Kiwis, right? They do some really weird things lately, like they freaked out about this free speech debate at Victoria University, in the end handled reasonably well. Historically, they cancelled Don Brash's speech and another university has sided with one side against the other on whether Mātauranga Māori is science and just like really weird stuff like that. Anyway, if AUT wants to look like a professional organisation that values professional standards and respects alternative opinion from senior practitioners, it will have to act like a professional organisation that values professional standards and respects alternative opinion from senior practitioners. And a professional organisation, because many of us work for them, you know what they would do. They would tell you to delete that social media post and apologise for it. So, if AUT wants to be treated and thought of like the rest of those businesses out there in the country doing that kind of thing, they may need to act like that and actually say to Kylie Quince, that's not okay.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.